KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
I'm Michael Schneider, filling in for Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Bill O'Reilly is no longer the most powerful name in cable news. 21st Century Fox announced Wednesday that the Fox News host was out after 21 years as host of The O'Reilly Factor, which was the most watched show in all of cable news. It was sexual harassment allegations that have dogged the host for years, but more recently coverage of the amount of money Fox had paid to his accusers, and also advertisers started bailing from his show and more women were coming forward. So the Murdochs said enough's enough. And Matt, is this truly the end of the Rupert era, would you say? Is this a new day for the Murdochs and 21st Century Fox?
I think it's definitely a sign of a major transition going on within the parent company of Fox News and certainly within Fox News itself. James Murdoch is now the CEO of 21st Century Fox. His brother Lachlan is executive chairman. And their 86-year-old father, Rupert, who has lorded over the Fox empire and built it into the juggernaut that it is still in the company, but is starting to cede control and influence to his sons. And I think what is going on at Fox News right now is an absolute reflection of that. Both James and Lachlan are more progressive, less conservative than their father. They clearly are less tolerant of the kind of atmosphere that existed at Fox News for decades and led to not only tremendous success under Roger Ailes, but a culture that has caused there to be millions of dollars in payouts to various women, as well as some allegations of behavior that is no longer acceptable within corporate America, even if it ever was. So I think that this is now the James Murdoch era of Fox. And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out, because Fox News is a $1.5 billion a year business for Fox and represents 20% of its profit. And can they maintain the profits if they're going to clean house and reinvent the network?
Well, in the short run, and of course, James was at the forefront of pushing out Roger Ailes, the creator of Fox News, last year. They paid him out $40 million. It sounds like they're paying Bill O'Reilly out around $25 million to sort of make this problem go away. But the larger issue, I think you're right, is will the Fox News fans accept this new world order? So far, they seem to be willing to stick with the network no matter what. Roger Ailes left last year, and the network continued to dominate ratings without a beat. And this year now, the plan is to bring in Tucker Carlson to replace him in the 8 o'clock hour. They've already set up a new schedule. And what do you think? Do you think the loyal Fox News audiences will stick around? Or do you think there's a real chance that Fox News may be in danger ratings-wise?
Well, first people said that Fox News could not survive without Roger Ailes, and it did. Then second, people said, well, Fox News cannot survive without Megyn Kelly. She's the face of the brand going forward. You know, the long-term plan. She left for NBC, and it's survived without Megyn Kelly. The difference with O'Reilly is not only has he been with the company and the brand for 21 years, he is the ratings engine that powers their entire night. The O'Reilly Factor viewers were far and above the biggest on Fox News, the biggest in all of cable, and the spillover for the rest of their shows was pretty significant. I don't know if Tucker Carlson can maintain the Bill O'Reilly numbers. I'm guessing that he likely will at first, just because there's interest in seeing what he can do. But long term, I think the ratings at Fox News are going to come down.
Well, CNN and MSNBC are in the hunt. And of course, the next big question is, what does Bill O'Reilly do next? That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Michael Schneider of Inquirer and Variety, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.
KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.